Now, let's go a little later in your life. You started grad school in 1984, and from your biography on your website, you mentioned that you decided to write a biography, and you wanted to pick a woman you admired and could learn from, so you picked Grace Paley. The book is called Grace Paley's Life Stories. I was wondering, why did you pick Grace Paley, and what did you learn from writing that biography?
Well, I picked Grace because I had a short list. There were three names. Don't ask me. I can't remember who the other two were. But I remember there were three names. And at the same time that I was musing about this, I think I'm going to try and write biography, just what you cited, I want to learn, et cetera. I read a poster that said that Grace Paley was coming to the Chicago area. And of course, I had read all of her work, but I'd never met her, never seen her, never even heard her voice, except the voice in the head when you read the stories, you know, because that's one of the things she's most known for globally is the quality of voice that she's able to project. Anyway, so I thought, okay, I'll go see. And I actually said things inside my head like, if she's great, this is it, and other homilies. if I love her, I'll ask her. It sounds like a Valentine. And she was great, and I did love her. And so when that day was over, and I had heard her speak in panels and individually and read her stories, because it was a whole conference, I stood in the very, very, very long line, because people wished to touch the hem of her garment, of course, and I did too. And when it was my turn, I said to her, I would like to write about you. And she said, that's nice, honey. And I'm sure people said that stuff to her all the time.
She didn't take you seriously.
She did not take me seriously. And then I said, no, I really mean it. I want to write a book about your life and your work. Then she snapped to immediately. And she said, well, then you better call me. And she gave me her home phone number. She lived in New York at the time. Well, she had lived in New York all her life up to that time. And I called her. And of course, she said, you better write to me. I wrote to her. She didn't answer. I wrote to her and I sent her copies of my first two books. And I said, I want you to see these so that you know that I'm the real thing. I know how to write. I know how to think. This is what I want. This is why, blah, blah, blah. No answer. So I thought, okay, this is it. But one day, and this is why I'm sure I said the thing about calling, I came home from grocery shopping or some other ordinary business, and her voice was on the answering machine. And I thought, oh my God, Grace Paley has called me. And then we had a long phone conversation, and she said, well, you better come to New York and we'll work on this.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was incredible, Ken. I am, and I stuff like, I said to her after we made the date and so on, have you got any suggestions for me? Maybe there's a local YWCA that's nearby, someplace, you know, a hostel, whatever. She said, what do you mean? You'll stay here with me. So I knew right away from that little set of conversations, A, that she took me seriously, and B, that she was just a total mensch, you know? And it was true, and was great good fortune for me. I was able to know her for the last 20 years of her life, beginning with literally interviewing her about her life.
Wow, what a privilege.
Yes, it was a privilege. It was a great gift. She gave me access to her family and her closest friends. She said to them, talk to her, she's okay. It was amazing. I'm still grateful.